This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Friday, February 10th, 2023. Property owners can expect to see property tax statements in their mailbox this week, according to Jefferson County Treasurer Stacy Prada. Those who are enrolled in e-notices received the email on February 7th, help@enoticesonline.com, with the subject line, "Your new revised e-notice is available from the Jefferson County Treasurer." Check your junk folder if you did not receive it. Remember, the deadline to pay first installment property taxes is extended to May 1st instead of April 30th because the due date falls on a weekend. According to Jefferson County Assessor Jeff Chapman, the total taxable value for the county rose by 21.32% in 2022 from 2021. Due to budget limitations for taxing district increases, collections went up only by 3.25%, less than inflation. The result was that while property values went up, levy rates for non-voted levies dropped, and taxes for the average homeowner only changed by a few percent. For more information, contact Jefferson County Assessor Jeff Chapman at 360-385-9105. The phone number is on the transcript of this newscast at kptz.org. Property taxes may be paid by mail, online, at the drop box behind the courthouse, in the treasurer's office in the courthouse, or by auto pay. Information on these options is available on the county treasurer's webpage or by contacting the treasurer's office directly. All that information is on the transcript. There are links. The City of Port Townsend Planning Commission will meet with the Port Townsend City Council this coming Monday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall Council Chambers. The purpose of this meeting is to meet jointly with the Port Townsend City Council at a workshop meeting to have roll call to order, receive general public comment, and discuss tactical infill housing. Council members and commissioners will discuss developing greater housing availability and affordability through infill development, which includes attached townhouses, duplexes, quadplexes, accessory dwelling units, ADUs, such as converted garages and in-law apartments, cottages, and mini homes. The meeting will include city staff presentation, public comment, and council discussion. You can attend in person or via video conference at the city website, cityofpt.us, and go to Agendas and Minutes. There are also complete instructions and links on the transcript of today's newscast at kptz.org. And next Tuesday, February 14th, is not just Valentine's Day. It's also a special election day in Jefferson County. There are two levy lid lifts for East Jefferson Fire Rescue District 1. One will raise the EMS levy to the highest amount allowed under state law, 50 cents per $1,000 evaluation, and the other, the fire levy, will increase the amount, but will be shy of the maximum under state law, to $1.30 per $1,000 evaluation. EJFR Fire Chief Brett Black was quoted in the PT Leader recently and said, quote, "Our revenue cannot grow without a community-approved measure, without the vote of the community, more than 1%. So over the past 10 or 11, 12 years, we have not kept up with inflation." After cutting more than $3 million from the 2023 budget, the department still fell short by more than $2 million. This shortfall will reduce its budget reserves to 34% by the end of the year, and if continued unabated through 2024, will leave reserves below the 25% level that department policy mandates. The Brennan Fire Department, Jefferson County Fire Protection District 4, is bringing its own set of tax propositions to the ballot for the upcoming special election. The measures separately ask voters to authorize a property tax levy lid lift to $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed property value for general maintenance and operations of the fire department, as well as 50 cents per $1,000 for emergency medical services. For more information about East Jefferson Fire Rescue, their strategic plan, and the levy lid lift, go to ejfr.org. If you wish to wait until Monday to send in your ballot, we have an exclusive interview with EJFR Chief Black on Attention Please, our weekly news magazine, which airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. and will be available as a podcast after the noon airing. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. On Saturday, you can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.